Revocation Radio was spoken. It's called This Is Not the End. Hello to you. John Walden hanging out till 10 a.m. as always. Your Thursday edition of The Morning Overload, bringing you the absolute best rock, hip-hop, and alternative. But we do that all day, every day. You don't have to tune into The Morning Overload for that. But, hey, you're here now, so we might as well take advantage of this time together. Text in 805 to text us. If you have any song requests, praise reports, prayer requests, anything like that, you know that I love to hear from you. So get in, 805 to text us. That's 805-283-9887. Always a great time to hear from you. Let me know what we can do for you. Maybe you got a friend or a family member going through some stuff and they need to connect with a ministry that can help them. Maybe you've got something going on and we need to connect you with a ministry locally that can help you out. You know, whatever that situation may be, we want to do that for you. Ministry first. Remember, ministry first here at Revocation Radio. It's a big deal to us, and we want it to be a big deal to you. Good morning to you, Donald. Thanks for texting in, man. Great to hear from you, buddy. This hour dedicated to our friend, our sister, our resident licensed professional counselor, Mrs. Angela Hayes, AngelaHayesCounseling.com, H-A-Y-E-S, by the way. Still hearing those mental health moments here on the show. And so today, Angela's got a topic that people don't like to talk about. Difficult. It's not fun. And really, it's for people of all ages. Now, granted, if you're in the eighth grade and you're like, oh, man, this is so for me, you're wrong. I'm just going to completely disagree with you right now. Been there, done that. I used to be the guy that was like, oh, my, I can't believe she broke up with me. You're in the eighth grade. It's okay. It's okay. Maybe once you become a senior or something, and definitely in a college or whatnot. But nonetheless, Angela, it's nice to have you back in the studio. How's everything been going?
Going well. How are you, John?
I am fantastic, and looking forward to this one because, let's be honest, this is emotionally one of the most difficult things to deal with, next to the loss of a loved one, honestly, and you know, some things that affect your life forever in these kind of situations too. So, what do you got for us this morning, officially?
Well, there's so many things. I have a lot to say on this as ways to cope with this because it is very traumatic. I see a lot of clients that are going through a breakup or trying to decide whether they need to remove themselves from a relationship that is toxic. People that go through divorce, separation. There's just so many things, and it causes such trauma in somebody's life. So I have a lot about some coping skills that people can use during this time that are healthy, because there's a lot of unhealthy ways to cope, which I wouldn't recommend at all, but there's also some healthy ways to cope.
Now, I would like to ask you, as a counselor, and I mean, you deal with people of all ages, you deal with kids and all the way up, is this the majority of what you deal with, is couples potentially going through divorce, or?
Well, with couples counseling, maybe they haven't considered divorce. Some have considered divorce, of course, or some are separated.
Right.
But then some are just in a bad place where they just want to avoid. I don't think anybody wants to go through a divorce.
Absolutely.
So they're trying to do whatever they can to save the relationship. A lot of times I have found that people have been married before, and this is like their second or third marriage, so they don't want to fail again. Right. They don't want this to be a failed marriage.
And doing whatever they can.
Do whatever, you know, that. And I help them however I can. And sometimes, unfortunately, it might happen that they're toxic for each other and they have to learn new ways to interact with one another. So they're not toxic anymore.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. So coping mechanism number one, what do you have for us?
Well, since... And this is a Christian radio. In my counseling practice, if you are not a Christian, if you come in and you are you don't mention anything about a relationship with the Lord, I can't bring it up first.
Right.
But I have crosses on my wall, and usually if you read enough of my stuff, or if they, what I call Facebook stalk me, they'll see that I'm a Christian.
Well, they want to get the background info.
So number one for when I have a Christian in my office is time with God and prayer for healing and strength, because I think to have that willingness to turn over what you're going through to God is a release for you. The second thing, and I'll incorporate it, because during that time, you're going to, I believe, have some tears. There's always some form of tears in a breakup, unless you're just not one to cry. But let me tell you that if you're not a crier, crying is releases endorphins. And do you know what endorphins do, John?
Well, endorphins give you energy. Yeah.
They're also nature's painkiller.
Very true.
So when you cry, you release all of that, so you start to feel better. So I tell my clients, don't be afraid to cry. Find a place. I'm not telling them to sit there and cry all day at work, or you know, go to the bathroom, cry it out what they're feeling, you know, and not hold it back, because you will feel better, because that's such a release when you cry. So those are my two first ones. I have a list of 10. Do you want me to?
Wow. Yeah. Let's go through four.
Okay. The third one I have, and John, you probably know this because I was just talking to you about it, the importance of journaling. Mm. Journaling is, let me just say, the purpose of it is so it's not, all your thoughts and feelings are not going round and round in your brain. They have a place to be. And if you can do it in a way that it's therapeutic for you to just write your feelings out. Now, if it becomes to a point where it's causing you some form of more worry or anxiety because you're doing all this writing about it, there's ways to do it where it's not. You can do it in you can do it with positive affirmations attached to it. You can do it in a logical, rational way through journaling, like describe the situation, describe how you're feeling about it, and maybe another way to think about it. But the important part is to get all those feelings out of your head, because it will cause you not to sleep. It'll cause you to not be able to even work effectively or do daily living skills, because it's going to all be going around in your brain and you're going to be thinking about it all the time.
Okay.
The fourth thing is boundaries with your ex. No social media stalking. I've had more people tell me, well, I still look at his page, or it comes up occasionally, or I peek at it. No, block him. You don't want to know that he's dating again. You don't want to know what he's doing. If he broke your heart, or, well, I mean, if you broke his heart, you want to block him so he's not stalking you either.
Right.
I would limit contact unless it's absolutely necessary, unless you've made the agreement that if it wasn't a bad breakup and if it was just we're going to be friends, but I would still at least ease up on the contact with him. But if it gets to a point where it's obsessive and you're looking at his Instagram, his Snapchat, his Facebook and Twitter, or you're looking at everything, it's time to block that, because that gets a little bit stalker-like.
Yeah.
And it's not healthy for you, because
because
then you have him in your head all the time.
Right, right. And in that same vein, you know, I did something yesterday very similar for me. You know, I told you that after we had our third child, that being a youth pastor and doing this radio ministry and so many things I have on my plate became so incredibly difficult. And so at the end of the year, I stepped down from youth ministry. Well, the thing is, you know, you go through life and life is quick, and I have so many pages that I'm an administrator as far as stuff on social media and everything. And I was still an administrator on the youth ministry, Facebook and Instagram and stuff. And so yesterday I was like, okay, I can't continue, because it hurt for me to step down. But I knew that that's what God wanted me to do. I couldn't handle it anymore. Too much stress and everything. And so for me, mentally and emotionally, I removed myself as an admin. I took a screenshot, said, hey, I sent it to my pastor. I was like, hey, I know that you hadn't removed me or anything because you still want me to be involved, and I will be involved in the future to help out, you know, who's taking over the youth group and everything. I said, but I can't continue to see these messages and see these posts and everything, because it still hurt me to step away. And so I did all that yesterday. So even away from a breakup, but you know, something that you love that you just know you can't do anymore.
And I'm glad you said that, because breakups can be from something like a job or a ministry that you were involved with, that like John just mentioned. So a breakup doesn't have to be with a person, a breakup of a friendship. I've had clients that come in and they've had the same best friend for 20 years, and all of a sudden that person doesn't want to be their friend anymore. Or family members, that's sister all of a sudden decides not to talk to them anymore because they don't like what's going on in their lives.
Yeah.
Just so a breakup can be from anything that was consistent in your life. That, so it's not just breakup of a relationship.
Absolutely. And Amy texting in, cracking me up. She says, I wish we could make this lesson mandatory for some people. It's so true, though. It's so true. Look, she's an expert and she's a professional because she has the answer. We just need more people to listen to the correct answer. So anyway, AngelaHayesCounseling.com is the website. And we've got six more for you. So we'll do three in the next segment, three in the final segment, and we'll wrap it up. If you have any questions or anything for Angela, always feel free to text in 805 to text us. That's 805-283-9887. If you want to call in, you can do that too and chat with Angela for a moment. Obviously, we have limited time in between segments, but the number to call, 205-402-4267. Excuse me, 4267. Angela Hayes Counseling, hanging out all hour long on the Morning Overload. It's Revocation Radio.